Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Interesting story here from the New York Post. Kids move an average of nearly 400 miles away after leaving home.
I've seen this story.
According to a new study. 400 miles away. For many parents, that distance is more than just physical.
Yep.
A new survey explored how parents navigate life once their children move out, whether it's for college or for their career. 55% expect a daily text from their child. 41% expect a daily phone call.
Okay, wait. I'm going to write this down. 55%
daily text.
Yep.
41% daily phone call. Revealing a generational shift toward quicker, low-effort check-ins. However, the survey also found that only 19% of parents say they hear from their child multiple times a day, and 17% receive a message at least once a day.
Okay.
Most of the communication, by the way, is photos and memes.
Yes, correct. And probably initiated by the parent to the adult child. And I have some experience in this arena.
Well, you do have four children.
I have multiple adult children. I will tell you that I have a separate girls thread with my daughters. I have a boys thread with my boys. I have an all four of us thread. And now I have an all five of us thread since Jack's engaged.
I would lose my mind.
Then we have a thread with their dad.
No.
And Johnny.
No.
Now, these are not all going at the same time, but I will assure you, if there was a day that I did not hear from the youngest, it wouldn't bother me because he's in Manhattan. 2 to 3 days, I'm like, hey, buddy, hope you're having a great day. He will never pick up a phone call, ever. I have never once called him and he picked up. I immediately get a text. Hi, mama. I love you. What's up?
Okay.
That's the fourth one. The girls, I talk to them all the time. Like, I miss them.
Every day?
No, not every day.
Wait. You miss the girls if you don't talk to them often, but you don't miss number four?
Does texting count?
I guess.
No, I miss him terribly. I left him a voice message yesterday, and I go, okay, been a few days since I've heard your voice. It's getting awkward. Call me. And by a few days, I mean like five. I don't think I've talked to him in 5 days.
How often do you talk to the oldest?
Oh, gosh. He's so busy at work now. We text at least once a day. And sometimes it's memes. I'm not going to lie. I just sent them a photo of you and they cracked up.
Okay.
But I separate them out. Anyone who has boys and girls, I'll send the girls things that they think is funny, like about the grease on Broadway, but then I'll send the boys things about golf.
I do think that you have a tighter grip on your children than most, however.
Oh, I don't think they would say it's a grip at all. They're so independent, Sam. But we
maybe
are
grip is the wrong term.
We are all very
chokehold.
Very close. No, they have their, do you know Scott? They have their own sibling group thread that goes back years that we are not privy to. Everyone just is very, we're all very cohesive.
Stalk them on Life 360.
Other than the group thread that you and I and Sam have, which is activated like once or twice a morning, I absolutely despise the group thread on my phone. Especially when it's my mom, my brother's family, and then my family. I will turn that thing off because I'll look at my phone and here comes a group thread from that includes my mom, my entire brother's family, my two girls, T and me. And I'm like,
Here we go.
And as soon as I see it, I silence my phone. I'll look at it about an hour later. I've got 18 unread text messages. In the group thread.
I got a text from one of my daughters at 4:53 p.m. this afternoon, just now. She texted me. I did not text.
Okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah, she's just telling me. She just finished the book I gave her, and I loved it. It was so good with four O's on the so.
Very important.
Yeah, but I love it when they check in. Okay. I
used to call my mom every single day when I was driving home from work. I don't do that anymore.
I used to call my mom all the time when I was in a drive-thru getting a Diet Coke on my way into work. But now that they have moved out of state, I don't know what it is. That woman does not answer a phone call ever.
Yeah, she said, freedom!
But if Sam calls, she answers. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm, because she wants to play on the radio.
Now, my dad always answers my call. I called him during a break.
I know.
He goes, what are you doing?
Well, no, he didn't. He said, I'm on the golf course. I got to go.
I'm on the golf course. Can I call you back?
Yep. Good for him.
But I don't know the 55% daily text, yes. 41% daily call.
That's what they expect. That's not what they get.
We do not ever talk on the phone daily.
Why? I mean, I love, like, my preferred communication with my kids is a phone call. I want to hear their voice.
I know.
Like, Maya called me this morning. By the way, she's coming by tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
And she's picking up, she's doing a Facebook marketplace swap in the parking lot.
That's
here
great.
At the radio station.
Yes.
And I'm going to be
very
there.
Secure.
Yeah. But anyway, she said, and then I'm going to be in town. Do you mind if I just come upstairs and do my homework? And I said, yeah, that's fine, babe. By the way, she listens to the show all the time. She loves it. She called me this morning to tell me all this, and I ended the call and I said, it's just so nice hearing your voice. And she said, Dad, it's nice to hear yours.
Yeah.
I said, I'm on the radio 2 to 6 every day. You can hear it anytime you want.
I've always told the children that. Do you know who picks up more than, guess which child? I'm not even going to tell you that when I call.
Well, I know it's not number four.
Immediately. Yeah. The fourth
it's number
one.
Two.
The fourth one. She would talk.
It's Soph.
She'd be close to the top. She's not.
Is it B?
Yep. Number three.
Really?
Always picks up. Huh. If I need CPR, I ain't calling you. You don't ever pick up. I'm
me?
Calling number three.
What are you talking? Me?
You've gotten better.
Well, Dana, keep in mind, you're also the only person in my phone that's on silent.
Rude.
So if I see that you're calling, see, I always keep my phone propped up when I'm
someplace. Why would you not want to hear that I'm calling? It could be important.
Well, you're right. But because
it rarely is.
And in the past, you were the one who would text me at 11:30 at night, midnight, when you were staying up late, and it would wake me up. And then I have trouble falling
back
to sleep.
You know what time we were in bed last night? 8:30.
Man,
I
know, exactly right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.